The Volumes of Truth, Volume 3, The Vineyard, April 14, 2006, from the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, peoples of the earth, I had sent to you the Messiah, the sower of the seeds of salvation. Yet to you he has become an object of scorn, and his words cause for disdain. For you do always contend with me, a most arrogant and deceived people, who revile my word and reject my commandments, saying,
I answer to no one, nor to any God. I am who I am, and I go my own way.
For truth has perished among you. It has altogether been cut off from your mouth. Therefore are the pleasant fields left desolate, and the peaceful pastures laid waste, for there is no latter rain. For the heart of this generation has turned against me. Their consciences are defiled as they embrace every evil thought and intention. A base people, lost in their own bitterness, who turn justice into wormwood and cast righteousness to the ground. My vineyard has produced wild grapes. Behold, roots of rottenness plunge deep, as great vines of wickedness reach unto the ends of the earth. Therefore I must break down the walls, and tear out the hedges, and destroy all these briars and thorns. I must tread them down, until nothing remains, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord to the oppressor, to the haughty, the high-minded, and the hypocrite. Mankind shall be cast down. I shall throw down the kingdoms of men and bring terrible judgment upon the wicked. The oppressor shall be cut in pieces, and the haughty broken, the high-minded abased, and the hypocrite put to shame. Thus the prideful shall in no wise escape the day of the Lord, and the insolent shall be left to wallow in the darkness of their own understanding. For all the children of disobedience must walk through the valley, to the shedding of many tears. For as it is written, there shall be wailing in the public squares, and in every street they shall cry,
Woe is me! Woe is me!
They shall summon the farmer to mourning, and call for the skillful lamenters to wail on their behalf. And in all vineyards there shall be wailing. For I shall surely pass through, says the Lord.